and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11 o'clock, it is 52 degrees in Flemington, and there is a 40% chance of showers today when it goes up to 58 degrees. Tonight, a low of 44, and rain is likely. Friday morning, there's a 50% chance of rain and then 50% chance of scattered showers. And then we get a brief respite on Saturday, where it'll be partly sunny, of high of 63. And then it looks like there'll be no golfing on Sunday, 60 degrees and 60% chance of showers. But perfect weather to be looking at books at the Friends Book Sale.
I have no idea where you're going with this one, but we'll find out in a moment. Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It better not have anything to do with Caitlyn Jenner. Broadcasting live.
That was just a happy coincidence.
Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, get ready for the Friends of HCL Used Book Sale. Even though the weather is spotty, according to Jennifer, you won't want to miss it. You also won't want to miss the HCL Outdoor Art Show and sales scheduled for Saturday, June 11th. If you're a local artist, we'll give you details on how to enter. A kid asked Jennifer where rain comes from, and she told him, God is crying. Then he asked her, why is God crying? And Jennifer told him, probably because of something you did. We have a full slate of programs for adults in the month of May. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Jennifer, why are we playing Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady?
Well, because I was... Oh, sorry.
I didn't even know you knew this song existed.
Oh, stop it.
Are you an Aerosmith fan?
This is, I like the song.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Explain.
I was out to dinner on Sunday night with...
I had
to come back to this with Nancy and Jen and Morgan and John. And Scott was sort of in the off to the side.
Is this the Twisted Kilt?
We've called it all kinds of
Tilted thing. Kilt.
The Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction. And this was playing... You know, on their sound, their radio or whatever.
Okay.
And Morgan says, oh, this is a song from Mrs. Doubtfire. And those of us who are, you know, a little bit on the older side. Kind of
gosh,
yes, Morgan. This
I'm
is
sure Steven Tyler is just thrilled that that's how they remember this song from
and,
Mrs.
But the
Doubtfire.
Caitlyn Jenner was just a happy coincidence.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know, but...
So is this Tilted Kilt thing a weekly event for you now?
So far.
Really?
We've managed to skip this week, mostly.
Very nice. It's going to be raining on Sunday, so it would be a perfect day to go to the Tilted Kilt.
And due to some technical difficulties, I think we might have lost last week's show. There are no archives for it.
Okay.
And I'm not certain that... People were able to hear it live.
What do we need to pass on? Are there minutes from the last radio show that
well,
we can
Well, the
read?
Only thing that I think that people really, really missed out on was Lou's shopping tip of the day, that don't forget, use a hand basket in the grocery store and you will never spend more than $50.
And, of course, my rebuttal was that...
fill it with prime rib.
Yes, if you filled it with prime rib, then you spend way more than
$50. Okay. So,
I don't know, but Lou works at Wawa, if I'm not mistaken.
He's starting today.
At Wawa. Oh, he's just starting today. Mm-hmm. If you fill up a basket at Wawa, you need to rethink your diet. I gotta tell you that right now.
Well, you were the one.
Well, good luck, Lou. Where is this Wawa that Lou was working in?
It's on Grant Avenue in Philadelphia.
Is anything local with you anymore? This is the 110 Chamber of Commerce.
I know,
Jennifer.
But you know what? I am excited to see that the Chimney Rock Inn on Route 31.
I'm very excited
forward.
About that.
Have you ever been to the Chimney Rock?
Yes, I have.
In Gillette or in?
No, the one in the by Bridgewater.
I've been to the one in Gillette.
Yeah, good food, good nice atmosphere. Is it going to look like that one? That would be nice. That was very. It's a very homey place in
there
Bridgewater.
There was a picture on one of the. I'm not sure if it was on.
Well, you'll be torn then between going to the Chimney Rock Inn and the Tilted Kilt, won't you? Can you bring? Would all your friends travel to the Chimney Rock Inn to hang out with you?
Probably not. They might.
See, come on. What kind of friends are those, Jennifer?
No, they might. We'll see.
They better.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. There's no more shout-outs.
All right. So, thanks, guys. It was a great night. And we have a shout-out to our former loyal listener.
Okay.
Jason, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, yes. Jason, even though you're not listening.
Torture you, yes. Great guy. Doesn't live in Hunterdon County anymore. We'll get back to Hunterdon County momentarily.
All right, I think I'm finished.
So do all your new friends know all about all your skeletons in the closet?
No.
They don't know any of this stuff?
I have skeletons in my closet.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What do I have in my closet?
I'm not going to say it on the air, Jennifer.
Really? I'm fascinated.
But I think you should. I think your friends should be full disclosure with you, don't you? If they're your friends?
Possibly. I think it's on if you might be from Flemington, New Jersey Facebook page, there is a sketch of the new Chimney Rock Inn.
Very nice. All right. Well, that's good. And the Costco is going up. Lone Eagle Brewing is, looks like July 1st is their targeted opening date. So a lot of new things coming to Hunterdon County. The Union Hotel is still mired in controversy, unfortunately. My opinion. Can I offer my opinion? Like it's served with a letter from a lawyer. My opinion is let Jack Cuss do whatever he wants. That's my opinion.
Jim Thatcher's opinion do not necessarily reflect the views.
It's not, but he's absolutely right. This town needs a shot of some young blood here, Jennifer. And what better way to do that with a college in town? He's absolutely right. You can't. I don't understand why we can't get out of our own way. I was at an Elks meeting last night, and a very similar thing happened there. So,
and you were.
I got to say, we've got to bring this community up to date, Jennifer. It's a beautiful community. We're just letting it die. We're letting it die on the vine. A gardening thing for you.
Thank you.
It's almost May. We had a program at the library last night. This is the Hunterdon County Library in Hunterdon County. Mark Miklos brought his country bluegrass band into our meeting room for a visit, and I got to say, I was very impressed. This is the first time I've heard him. I was saying that he had that high, lonesome sound. He absolutely does.
You just made that up and hoped for the best.
A perfect description of his voice. Yeah, just think of like that old-timey music with the banjo and the fiddle.
Yeah, I've heard him before. Hi, Kiko.
It's exactly.
Maybe that's
loyal listener Kiko is.
Maybe
in
that's
the
why
house.
Kiko didn't buzz us last week because he couldn't hear us.
Kiko was in rare form last night, Jennifer. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okie dokie.
So Mark Miklos, yes. So just banjo, fiddle, big stand-up bass, and him on guitar with his high, lonesome voice. Great show. A lot of original tunes as well as, you know, bluegrass standards. The audience just lapped it up like a kitten lapping up milk in a saucer.
Nice. Did they bring their cowbells?
There were no cowbells.
He plays at the Heartland's Hayride.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight's program, the Cary Blue Band at the North County Branch Library, it's canceled.
What happened?
I think the numbers weren't quite. There was a little miscommunication between Cary Blue and our agent up at the North County Branch, and they ended up, I think it's postponed until another time. It's going to be coming back in the fall. So look for that again, the Cary Blue Band.
That does not answer my question.
Which was what?
What happened?
Don't know.
We'll
the attendance was not high enough for someone's standards.
All right, but since even though it was canceled, you can still come to can you come to the headquarters library tonight and see Brooklyn, or are we pretty chock full?
I say come.
Yes. We'll squeeze you.
We are showing Brooklyn, that movie that I've been trying to see, just haven't had time to do it.
You're
Did you say
it?
You saw it?
No,
I would think you'd
see
be
it.
All over that one.
I know. I really want to see it.
I hear it's very good. So Brooklyn is 6:30 tonight. Is it 6 or 6:30?
6.
You don't
six
know.
6 o'clock. I'm okay. Looking at the sheet.
Oh, okay. 6 p.m. tonight, we're showing Brooklyn at the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring your own snacks and non-alcoholic beverages. These movies are sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. We'll have a new movie series, starting. Is this the last one in this series, Jennifer?
No, The Big Short is being shown next Thursday.
Okay, then after that, we have a whole new set of movies that we'll detail later, but we're just talking about programs coming up this week, including next Tuesday, May 3rd, Jennifer.
Yes, Jeff Heller will be here to talk about the French in America, from fighting to fashion. He will discuss why the French journeyed to North America in the 1600s. Why did anyone come to North America in the 1600s? Why did their efforts to establish a colony end in disaster and set the stage for the American Revolution? Jeff Heller is a historical novelist, and he will present a fascinating story of how fighting, folkways, and even fashion influenced the decisions taken by the French in their bold conquest to claim a continent.
Folkways? What the heck's a folkway?
Couldn't answer that.
That's not your word? That's the first time I've ever heard that word in my life.
Didn't you read it when you put it on the flyer?
No, I didn't. I cut and pasted like I always do, Jennifer, trusting that you proofread this thing.
Yep.
I have no time to edit and... So find out what a folk... I like the word, actually.
Do you?
Is it like a path for people to walk down, a folkway?
I would think it's the customs and conventions of everyday life.
Oh, okay. I like my definition better. Next Wednesday is May 4th. You know what that means, Jennifer? May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
You Star Wars fan?
You know what? I have to say, I wasn't. But when I saw the first three, which are actually the 4th, 5th, and 6th now, and I was like, what just happened? It didn't make any sense to me. I didn't get it. Then I saw the first one.
What do you mean you didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
Didn't get what?
I was missing something.
What?
I don't know.
Explain it to me.
I can't explain it. It was just something I didn't, it wasn't
making sense. It's a fairy tale set in space.
I didn't get it. So then I saw the...
What didn't you get?
It just didn't make sense.
Well, give me an example.
I can't give you an example. It's just, deep down...
What didn't make sense? That lightsabers were actual weapons that could hurt somebody?
This whole storyline, I'm like, something's missing. And then I saw the first one, and I'm like, oh, wait, I get it. I get it. So now I am a fan.
So what? So you like the very first one. I like the first three, but a lot of people don't like them because Jar Jar Binks absolutely ruined the first three. If they didn't have that character, people would have loved them. That's just my take.
Well,
but what did the first one explain to you that you didn't get?
Just like the whole backstory.
Of Anakin?
Yeah.
Well, didn't they kind of explain? No?
Not to my satisfaction.
You wanted
apparently
to know why Darth Vader was bad?
I want to know everything.
Okay. Well, now you know everything.
Now I know everything. But they did
Star Wars is really the story of Darth Vader. Well, the first six anyway. It's actually
right.
The story of Darth Vader.
Exactly. And I think that's what I was missing, lacking. Thank you for putting it into words, Jim Thatcher.
That's what I'm here for, Jennifer. Well, back to the Star Wars Day at the Huntington County Library next Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. We'll be showing that very confusing movie, A New Hope, Episode 4, that most people probably got right away.
I imagine
Did
so.
The two suns setting on Tatooine confuse you?
Yes.
My issue with it is this. So you know the story now, this
yes.
Thick story. So in the first ones, Darth Vader marries that woman, and she has twins, right? So they need to hide the twins from Darth Vader because he'll kill them, right?
Right.
Where do they hide Luke? A place Darth Vader's step-parents' house. Does that make any sense?
No, really. A basket in the reeds would have been much better.
They took Luke to hide him from Darth Vader, and where did they hide him? With his stepbrother. That's who raised him.
I know.
What if he felt nostalgic and wanted to go visit his stepbrother? He would have just stumbled upon Luke, and that would have been it. There would have been no episode 4. They have a whole universe to hide a baby. Were they going for the most obvious place possible? I don't get it.
I don't know.
That's something I don't get, Jennifer.
It's almost biblical, Jim.
But okay, we are showing the movie on Wednesday, May 4th, and there's also going to be some kids' crafts in the youth services room that day. Whether or not we have refreshments, I don't know, but I vote yes.
All right, well, then you go to Walmart.
Really? That's the only way it's going to get done, huh?
Probably so.
Then I'll probably have to do it, unfortunately. That's how much I care about
We'll talk.
The library and its patrons.
We'll talk.
Also on Wednesday, May 4th, if you hate Star Wars, if you hate Jar Jar Binks.
The music, the score is awesome. John, yes. That was like John Williams' heyday.
At the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., Jennifer, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will be meeting again. This time, they'll be talking about the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. The speaker will be Maya K. Van Rossum, and she'll talk about the network's stewardship, advocacy, and litigation to keep the longest undammed river east of the Mississippi flowing freely. I didn't know that. Every other river is dammed? Well, I guess it's the longest one.
The longest undammed.
Never mind. She'll also update us on relevant and current local issues. Maybe talk about some Delaware folkways. Once again, this is Wednesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Free and open to the public. This is a drop-in event, so just come on by if you want to learn more about the mighty Delaware.
Okay. It is 11:15, so we should go to a commercial break. And Jim Thatch is nodding his head in agreement. We will be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. Today is April 28th, 2016. This time every Thursday, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past, and also some people who were born. Actually, there's only people who were born today, Jennifer, on this date. I know who they are just by their name. Let's see if Jennifer does. Let's start with the year 1503. April 28th, 1503. Where were you, Jennifer? If you were in a past life, where do you think you were? No idea, huh?
No idea.
She's busy over there doing something. The Battle, Jennifer, of Cerignola is fought. This battle is noted as the first battle in history that featured what? 1503.
Some kind of gun-like weapon?
Yes, I'll give that to you. Gunpowder was first used in battle. Small arms fire using gunpowder. Excellent deduction.
Thank you.
I mean, the 10 seconds of radio silence wasn't exactly perfect, but we got there, didn't we, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Okay, a lieutenant and 18 sailors, Jennifer. This is 1789. A lieutenant and 18 sailors are set adrift, and the rebel crew returns to Tahiti briefly, then set sail for Pitcairn Island. What am I referring to? What event?
Oh, my gosh.
A lieutenant? I won't mention his name because I think it'll give it away. And 18 sailors are set adrift, and the rebel crew returns to Tahiti briefly, and then set sail for Pitcairn Island. What event took place today in 1789? The lieutenant was William Bligh. The event was mutiny.
On the Bounty.
On the Bounty. Yes, Jennifer. That is correct. Okay, Jennifer, interesting thing happened in 1869. A record was set by the Chinese and Irish laborers for the Central Pacific Railroad. They were working on the Transcontinental Railroad, Jennifer. They set a record for miles of track laid in one day. Do you have a guess on how many miles of track they laid in one day on this date in 1869?
Two.
Ten. Which is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
I thought you were going to say high, so.
No.
You were realistic. You knew the limitations of laborers in 1869.
Sorry I disappointed you, Kiko.
Why? One day, one day, Jennifer and Kiko will be your host for the library
show. Is he really going to do it?
I'm going to talk him into it. He's still a little lukewarm, but I'll talk him into it.
Kiko, don't be lukewarm until after you've met me.
Okay, 1881, Jennifer, on April 28th, who escapes from Lincoln County Jail in Mesilla, New Mexico? Who escaped from the Lincoln County Jail?
Emil Zapato.
Who's Emil Zapato? Zapato means shoe, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. He was a bandit. I don't know then.
Think of a famous bandit.
I just did.
That's not a famous bandit.
It is.
Think of a more famous bandit. Who's the most famous bandit from the Wild West?
Jesse James.
Looking for Billy the Kid.
Oh. You could have said there was a Billy Joel song about him.
I could have, but I didn't, Jennifer. Mm. Okay, this one is for Kiko and you, Jennifer, so I'll wait to give the answer. Okay. Unless you get it, but I won't even tell you if you get it. This is World War II trivia.
Which year?
1944, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Kiko, you can't have the answer already.
1944, Jennifer, World War II trivia. Nine German E-boats, Jennifer, attack U.S. and English units during Exercise Tiger. Explain to me what Exercise Tiger was. I'll give Kiko a minute to text me the answer.
Oh, I don't
Exercise
steal.
Tiger, April 28th, 1944. He got Billy the Kid correct.
Oh, is he still?
And he got Mutiny on the Bounty correct. Let's see if he gets this one correct.
All right, this is a little harder.
We'll come back. Okay, people that were born on this date, Jennifer, in 1758, James Monroe was born.
He was President of the United States.
What number?
You're going to ask.
Well, I need more than that, Jennifer.
I know.
Or give me something that he was, what was his legacy as president?
And the Monroe Doctrine, but I'm not going to
What did the Monroe
explain.
Doctrine? It's about countries coming into the Western Hemisphere, kind of. I could explain it, but okay. He was the fifth president, Jennifer. Number five, the last of the Virginia presidents that started out. I believe he was the neighbor of Thomas Jefferson, actually. Jefferson was like his mentor. 1878, Lionel Barrymore was born.
He was a movie star.
Yes.
The head of the Barrymore. He started the Barrymore dynasty.
Looking for one movie. Mm-mm. One holiday movie.
Lionel Barrymore. Your movie?
My movie? Which one is my movie? George Bailey.
The Jimmy Stewart movie.
He was Harry Potter.
It was Harry Bailey.
He was Harry Potter, the bad
Harry
guy.
Potter. Oh.
Mr. Potter?
George Bailey.
Have you seen It's Wonderful Life?
Yes. When you said Harry Potter,
Kiko was correct in his answer, Jennifer.
Oh, I didn't doubt it.
Exercise Tiger. It was a rehearsal for the Normandy landings. Unfortunately, 946 people died rehearsing for the Normandy landings. That's how tragic that day was.
Really,
and that's how dangerous the whole Normandy thing was. But Kiko Murillo is correct. Exercise Tiger was a rehearsal for the Normandy landings, which happened, I guess, a little less than 2 months after this, Jennifer. June 6th, isn't that Normandy?
Yes.
You're just guessing.
No, it's the D-Day invasions.
1908, Jennifer, Oscar Schindler was born.
He was the man who rescued thousands of people from the prisoner of war camps in Germany.
Correct. Schindler's List is the Steven Spielberg movie documenting this. you haven't seen that one, I'm assuming we have that in our collection.
Yes.
1941, Anne Margaret was born.
She was a...
You know Anne Margaret, huh?
Of course. She was a movie actress. She was in Bye Bye Birdie.
That's why. Okay, she was in Bye Bye Birdie. Also in Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm.
And she did a guest star of sorts on The Flintstones.
What do you mean?
There was Anne Margaret. Her car broke down and she came and stayed with The Flintstones.
Was it her voice?
It was her voice, yes.
Really? You're a big Flintstones fan, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. Just another layer of the onion.
Yep.
1948, Jennifer Marsha Strassman was born.
I have no idea.
Thought this was a little known one. Marsha Strassman played, only role I know she played was Mrs. Carter in Welcome Back, Carter.
Oh.
Okay. Bruno Kirby was born the next year in 1949 on April 20th.
Nope.
Bruno Kirby. He's another actor, was in a couple of Billy Crystal's like sidekick in a few movies. Did you ever see When Harry Met Sally?
Mm-hmm.
He was the other guy that dated Carrie Fisher from Star Wars.
Okay.
And then he was also in City Slickers.
Yes.
Did you see City Slickers?
I did.
Today's DVD alert, by the way, City Slickers. I haven't seen it in a while. Great movie.
Oh, we talked about it not too long ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Great, good message, good moral to it. Everything. You just gave me that look like you don't even know what the moral is. About being happy with life and what you're doing.
Oh my God.
I want to see what moral it is. Oh, my God. I should have expect less from somebody that didn't understand Star Wars the first time. Okay, finally, Jennifer, 1950. On April 28th, Mr. and Mrs. Leno welcomed Jay into the world.
Jay Leno?
Yes.
The comedian who hosted The Tonight Show.
Correct. Famous for his spats with David Letterman. Tonight Show, wasn't he also on, he was probably The Late Show too. I think I saw him actually live in stand-up.
Did you?
Yeah.
There were two other, I was surprised you didn't try to trick me with Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz? Why?
Because
how do you know it's Penelope Cruz's birthday? You're a Penelope Cruz fan?
No, I heard it on the radio this morning, but they didn't say anything about her. And I'm like, God, Jim's going to try to trick me with Penelope Cruz, thinking I won't know who Penelope Cruz is.
Oh. I barely know what movie she's in.
She's in The Pirates of the Caribbean and Zoolander.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? What is the proper way to say that?
I don't know. Potato, potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But we're not going to call the whole thing off because this is a library show.
Okay, Jennifer, that's today in history, April 28th.
You want to talk about the book sale?
Let's do it. We have to. It's coming up in 2 days.
I know.
And you want me to do it while you're typing
to
your friends?
I want you to start.
Tell Morgan to, are they emailing you?
No.
The 20th Friends of the 100 County Library Used Book Sale is this weekend. It's here. It's finally here. Jennifer says the weather's going to be poor on Sunday, but it's indoors. So there's no worries about that. The book sale was outdoors in the early years, wasn't it?
It was. And do you remember the second year it rained and rained?
Yes, it was bad. But they still made a lot of money.
They did.
But this year it's in the only permanent building on the South County Park Fairgrounds. So no worries about the rain. And actually it's only going to rain like half an inch all day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I say suck it up and get out there, Jennifer, because Sunday when it's raining is it's half price day. So what's a little rain, getting a little wet, and saving half price on books? But let's start with Saturday, April 30th, Jennifer, the first day of the book sale. Friends of the 100 County Library, or if you want to pay $20, are admitted early from 8 to 10. And then the general public is admitted for free on Saturday. Is it April 30th? Yeah, Saturday, April 30th from 10 to 5 p.m. And then Sunday, May 1st, the hours are 10 to 3 p.m., and like I mentioned, it's half price day. All the items that were full price the day before, Jennifer, take 50% off right off the top. All of them.
All of them.
And then on Monday, May 2nd, it's the third day, it's the bag sale from 9 to 3. You buy a bag from us for $5 and just fill that bag with all the books and DVDs and other items that are left.
Do you know the price? Do you have the price list?
Do I have the price list? No.
I do. So on Saturday, the hardbacks, trade, and large paperbacks, including young adult, teen, fiction, romance, and nonfiction, are all $2. Still cheap by any stretch of the imagination. Mass market, the smaller paperbacks printed on the cheaper paper, they're 50 cents. Children's hardbacks are $2, but children's paperbacks are 50 cents. And on Sunday, all those prices are coming.
How much is a DVD? You didn't say that.
It's not on the list.
What?
It's not on the list.
We do have DVDs, Jennifer. This is important.
I know, but it's not on the list.
All signs of the book drives went very well, so there's going to be quite a variety of books for sale. It looks like it's going to be one of our biggest book sales ever. So I highly recommend, if you've never been there, bring like $20. And you'll come home with a lot of books.
A lot of books.
A lot of DVDs. If you want to spend more, there's also a rare book section. Is that correct, Jennifer?
There's a book boutique. That's correct.
Yes. Some books are a little bit more, but they are rarer books. You might find something valuable.
Right.
So this is the Friends Book Sale. All the money raised goes to benefit the Hunterdon County Library and its branches and services. All the book drives are over. That's pretty much it. It's go time, Jennifer. It's zero hour for the book sale.
That's right.
So we'll see you out there either Saturday, April 30th from 10 to 5, Sunday, May 1st from 10 to 3, or Monday and or Monday, May 2nd from 9 to 3.
Okay.
And thank you to everyone who donated books and DVDs, etc.
And thank you in advance for your support.
Okay, Jennifer, let's hit the half hour break.
Okay.
Do we have news?
We do not.
Oh, okay. I'll update you on the weather. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have something else?
Go ahead.
You playing something over my weather?
Yep.
Why don't you let me in on your little things?
Because I like to surprise you.
Okay, the weather coming up today.
I thought you would have caught this.
Expect rain this evening, Jennifer. Right now, the current temperature is like 55 degrees. It's fair out there. Tonight, we'll have rain. And then that will make way for overcast skies on Friday. Temperatures not getting quite to 60 degrees. On Saturday, looks like the best day in the next five. It's going to be 67 degrees, mostly cloudy, but no rain. The rain comes in on Sunday, May 1st. Looks like it's going to rain all day, but not hard. Monday looks like rain, too. And then the rest of the week after Monday looks very good. Looks very spring-like. Looks like we're getting up into the mid-70s by next weekend.
It's about time.
Yes. And what are you playing?
I thought this is...
You're waiting for me to comment on this.
No,
I can see it in your face.
I'm waiting for you to finish your weather.
It's done.
I thought you would have asked me this question.
I'm listening
today in history.
Is this a Hair?
It is, which premiered today on Broadway in 1968.
I don't really care about that.
I do.
So did you ever see Hair?
Not on Broadway.
Give me a head of hair. How's that song go?
Long,
beautiful hair.
You could grow long hair. It would work.
I let it fly in the breeze and get caught in the trees.
So yeah,
give a home for the fleas in my hair.
I thought you would have.
A home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees. Yeah, I know it.
I thought you would have picked up on it.
So I was at the Ryland Inn last Saturday. Ever been there? Maybe your friends can all meet for a drink. They have an outdoor patio with a bar outside. Maybe your friends can meet out there.
You know what? I did go to the Ryland Inn for my best friend's high school graduation. They had her party there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long
beautiful.
Time ago. Yeah.
Beautiful place. I've never been there before.
You've never been there?
No. I just said that.
Is that where the pictures are from?
What pictures?
On your Facebook page.
Pictures of what?
Your sister-in-law's birthday party.
There are. You can see those? Mm-hmm. I didn't post any pictures. How
I know, but
you're
tagged because you're tagged on them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's from the Ryland Inn.
Oh, it's nice. I thought it was your house because of the brown walls and the archways until I saw the exit sign.
I have an exit sign in my house.
Then I was pretty sure you didn't have an emergency exit sign.
No, we had a nice private room up there. They did a nice job.
Yeah, it's nice.
Kara made like a little video for her with pictures from her life. Did an awesome job with that.
Very nice.
So happy 50th birthday to Valerie Powell, a local Flemington resident. She lives right in the borough. Never listens to the show, so it's kind of... Okay, Jennifer, we have a half hour left. What are we attacking? I think we're going to attack trivia later. I just have a trivia...
Bug
today.
All right. A couple weeks ago, And yes. We ran out of time last week on the really good show.
Surprising me with something else?
That no one will ever hear. I told you I was going to do this last week. You asked me, what else can you check out from your library besides DVDs and books?
Like, what are some unique things that other libraries check out?
Correct. So I found a list of some things.
Okay.
Museum passes and zoo passes, but we do that now, so that's not so unusual.
No.
The Arlington Public Library in Virginia has an American Girl lending program.
They lend the dolls or the clothes?
You can borrow a doll from East Village Branch in New York also.
New York? You said Arlington,
Virginia. No, but you can also borrow a doll from the East Village Branch Library in New York and the Allegheny County Library in Philadelphia. Some of the dolls arrive at their temporary homes by private donations, and some were donated by the company themselves. So actually the dolls. Some libraries lend telescopes, microscopes, binoculars, meters, globes, human and animal skeletons.
Real human skeletons?
Mm.
What library does that?
It does not say.
Okay.
The Ann Arbor Library circulates the most comprehensive and unusual collection of musical instruments, which includes an LSDJ Game Boy, a modified Game Boy that makes music, automatones, a Japanese instrument that's nearly impossible to explain, and boomwhackers. Some libraries, such as the Seattle Public Library, have music practice rooms you can reserve where you can make all the noise you want as you learn to play.
This isn't too strange yet, except for the American Girl doll.
Hammers, drills, and rakes. The Oakland Public Library has more than 3,500 tools, books, and how-to videos and DVDs to loan.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Cake pans we talked about. Pedometers. Which I thought is kind of
Fitbits.
Yeah, like Fitbits.
Do you have a Fitbit?
No. My mother does, though. And you know what? We'll spend the day like in the city or something or walking, and she'll pull out her thing. And guess what? We walked 9,000 miles tonight.
I know that all too well. My wife is the same way. She'll just pace around the house if she's close to a number. She'll just start walking, pacing around the house until she gets there.
Some libraries, but this doesn't say where you can borrow them from. Actually, it is. It's from Yale Law School. Air mattresses, frisbees, soccer balls and goals, bike pumps, bicycles, umbrellas, flip cameras.
Oh, yeah, flip cameras? I had one of those once.
Did you? So there are a lot of unusual things that libraries will lend out. I don't know. I don't think we don't really lend out anything unusual, do we? We used to lend out art prints.
Well, what started this whole conversation was we're starting to lend out seeds.
But we're not really...
Not lending.
It's like an exchange.
Seed exchange, but it's a library, Jennifer, so we're kind of sticking with the theme about lending?
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me.
I'm having trouble with my computer all of a sudden. I lost the trivia.
I'm sorry.
I hope to get it back. We'll see. All right, I need to talk about the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, too.
Well, you weren't going to talk about the seeds since you brought it up?
Oh, go ahead.
We've started a seed library, and we had a company donate literally thousands of seeds, and I guess we're in the process of sorting out the seeds and putting them in smaller packets. And they will be available to borrow. And then after you grow them in the summer, we ask that you bring some seeds back and put them in a packet. And there'll be kind of an information clearinghouse where you can... learn about the seeds.
When will these seeds be ready to borrow?
I don't know. They're having another meeting on May 23rd and May 24th to do some more seed sorting. And they're getting a lot of help from local seed expert Hank Snyder, who there's a 6-page article in Better Homes and Gardens Country Gardens issue.
About Hank Snyder?
Mm-hmm. And his...
Really?
Yeah. There's no picture of it, sadly, because he's a character. But he is a collector of old seed catalogs and seed advertising and
he's
seed packets.
He's displayed them at the library
a
few times.
So there's a 6-page article in the Country Gardens, the current Country Gardens issue. You can find it. ShopRite has it. And I'm sure other places do. So look for more information about when that's going to be ready.
Yes, and as Jennifer mentioned, we also do lend museum passes to several local museums. If I have the list here, I think I do, Jennifer.
No, if not, I can get it.
I'll get it. Okay. So the Museum Pass program is designed to...
I have it.
I got it right here.
Okay.
we have several museums that you can borrow passes, just like you would borrow a book and then just bring them back to us. So someone else could do it. Some examples of museums we have are Grounds for Sculptures, which is probably our most popular one in Hamilton, New Jersey. You can borrow a pass that admits four people. And this is just having a Hunterdon County Library card. And I believe Grounds for Sculpture admission is pretty pricey.
I think it's about $15 each.
So that's a $60 value for you right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost paying your library tax for one
and then you
visit
get,
to the Grounds of Sculpture.
I think you also get a 10% discount at the gift shop, too, with it.
Very good. American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Free general admission for two people. Stickley Museum in Morris Plains.
That one I think is going away.
Okay. But if it's still here, it admits two adults and children of the household under 18. Red Mill Museum Village, a pass admits two adults and children under the age of 18. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, present your library card along with your pass. One pass admits six people. That's amazing. That's great value. The Da Vinci Science Center in Allentown, you can borrow a pass that admits two adults and up to four children. The Battleship New Jersey, Jennifer and Camden. One pass admits two adults and three children under the age of 18. And then finally, the Guggenheim in New York City. One pass admits two adults and three guests. So you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a museum pass link. Click on that. And it'll take you. Can you reserve the passes online, Jennifer?
You can. It just says reserve the pass by museum, by date, or review or cancel your requests. And you can only reserve them 60 days out. So you could reserve them by date. Click on a date you want to go someplace. And then it tells you where it takes you to a list of the museums that are available for that day. We also have discounted passes for Diggerland and Sahara Sam Oasis in South Jersey and Crayola Experience, even though it's in Easton, Pennsylvania. And we know Jim doesn't care for Pennsylvania very much.
I don't care for Pennsylvania. Where did that come from?
Because every time I talk about Pennsylvania, you say,
my wife's from Pennsylvania.
I know she is.
My daughter goes to school in Pennsylvania.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You're very random, Jennifer. HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
That's the what? Meanest thing?
Nicest.
That's the nicest thing I've ever said about you. Jennifer, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, real quick, I'll just touch on it. We're accepting artists entry forms right now. The first 75 artists to enter, the deadline being Friday, June 3rd, we will accept. And I got to say, we're about halfway there. So if you're an artist, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on our homepage. Just print that out, fill it out, and send it in to us, and you're in for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, which is Saturday, June 11th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a great day of seeing all the great local artists we have. There'll be music. It's just a great day. This is the fifth or sixth year we've been doing it. So it's a great day, and hopefully the weather holds out like it has in the past few years. Early June is usually a good bet with weather.
Yes, it is.
I also want to mention the knitting group, Jennifer. This is a new group at the Hunterdon County Library. By popular demand, our knitting group will meet every Monday at the Hunterdon County Library on the lower level from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It's open to knitters, crocheters, from novice to advanced. Pam McKenzie, writer of the In Stitches Thursday column in the Courier News, will be attending on the second Monday of each month. So once again, this is every Monday in the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library from 10 to 11:30 p.m. It's a drop-in program, so no reservations are required. And what I've seen, they get several women that come down there, help each other, kind of, you know, chat, and probably gossip a little bit.
Think Why? So. Because they're women?
No, just isn't that what you do when you knit or anything?
I've never gossiped while I knit.
I don't believe that for one minute.
Sunday is May 1st.
Yes.
So that means the most recent edition of the Jim Thatcher Bookmark.
Saturday is May 1st, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
The most recent edition of the Jim Thatch bookmark will be available. It is a pale pink, and it's a tribute to Mother's Day, which is a week from Sunday. There is a closed envelope that says to Mom, and then a card with a daisy, and then a card that you might have made for your mother. Well, I might have made a card that looks like this for my mother last year, but perhaps your school-age child made it. And there are the month is hidden in the cards, and also the letters HCL. So pick up a bookmark,
Starting on Sunday, you said, Jennifer,
right? Sunday, and challenge yourself. All right, we'll go to the last commercial break, and we will be right back and wrap up the library show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. In a scant 10 minutes, Jim Gano will be joining you to take care of some business.
I have to thank Jennifer for referring to my Facebook page. And our loyal listener, Kiko, decided to check it out, too. And now he's sending me pictures from when I was in college. And it's...
Oh, would you tag him, please, Kiko, so I can see them?
It's not pretty.
Tag them so I...
So thank you for that, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
That's all I need from Kiko. But Kiko actually... get ready for the disclaimer. Has a little joke about Pennsylvania since you said I didn't like it.
Okay.
Kind of right up that alley. You ready?
Okay.
The reason, Jennifer, that New Jersey doesn't sink into the Atlantic Ocean is because PA sucks so much. So apologies to all you Pennsylvania listeners. We really don't mean that. Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania.
No, I do.
Actually, the countryside around, like Hershey, if you're going out, it's beautiful. All the rolling hills of Pennsylvania is probably the most beautiful countryside in this area. No question about it in my mind.
Because
you can see out to the ridges, and it's just the rolling hills. I mean, New Jersey has it a little bit, but Pennsylvania has just miles and miles of it. So kudos to you, PA. Also has the Trogs Brewery. There's so many good things about Pennsylvania. But I love New Jersey, as you know, Jennifer. I've lived my whole life in New Jersey. My friends make fun of me because I have not set foot out of the state for more than, I think it's 9 days at any one time.
Wow.
In my entire life. So
I have a close record to that, I would think.
Maybe.
No,
Yeah, you went to college in New Jersey as well.
I did. We went to the same college.
I didn't tell you, but on Monday, where you have days off and I continue to work.
Yes.
We
like on Saturday when I'll continue to work?
I spoke to a class at Rutgers University.
Did you really?
Yes.
You went to
Rutgers? I was invited by the communications professor out there to speak to the class about my job at the library.
Really?
Or our job. So I mentioned like what we do at the library, how we redefine the role of the library.
Neat.
I think we did.
Did you like, we should have written, we should include this someplace, let people know.
Maybe. I've been thinking about it. I was going to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I mean, it was interesting to be in a college class. I haven't been in a college class in a... Excuse me?
How'd they find you?
How did they find me?
Like, did you know the professor?
Yeah, I knew the professor.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I kind of did it as a favor. I got to eat in the Rutgers Club faculty restaurant, which was nice. That's it. But it was very nice. So
nice.
What was I going to say? Do you want to play trivia today? Tell me something else.
I know nothing else.
Oh, you don't want to do anything else?
No, I do. We do trivia.
Okay. I thought you said you had one more thing to talk about.
No, I don't. No, I did, but we talked about it off the air.
Like occasionally, Jennifer and I play trivia just for fun. It doesn't have anything to do with libraries, except for the fact that it's general knowledge, Jennifer, which the library always assists with general knowledge. Here we go, Jennifer. 20 questions. Hannibal is famous for his march over the Pyrenees and Alps.
Mm-hmm.
With what unusual animals?
Elephants.
Very good. Lacking truth or honesty? False. Which word means that? Lacking truth or honesty? Phlogistic, adumbrate, mendacious, or helicoid? Helicoid.
You pick one.
I have no idea. Misophobia is a fear of what?
What are my choices?
Dirt or germs, pottery and china, soup or exercise? Could be misophobia.
That's probably not soup.
Let's say dirt and germs. Whom did Natalie marry on December 28th? This is Natalie Wood, by the way. On December 28th, 1957 in Scottsdale, Arizona. I know this. Gregson, Richard Gregson, Robert Wagner, Elvis Presley, Warren Beatty.
Robert Wagner.
I believe that is correct. You are probably familiar with golfing great Tiger Woods, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he won his first Optimist International Junior Championship? How old was Tiger Woods when he won his first junior championship?
He was very young, but I'm sure you know for sure.
5, 6, 7, or 8.
You know for sure.
Wow. Let's say 7. I don't know for sure.
Oh, you don't know?
You probably used to know it. How do you spell inflammable? I'll take care of that one for
Thank
us, Jennifer. For which of these countries is SO, S-O, the Internet Domain Extension? San Marino, Somalia, the Solomon Islands, or Slovenia?
I couldn't wager a guess.
Let's say Somalia. Placing champagne bottles in pupitres at a 45-degree angle, then shaking and turning them every few days during manufacturing is called what? A foe of Batman would think this would be good at this.
You're not going to give me choices?
Well, you get it. It's a foe of Batman. Channeling, bunting, sledging, or riddling?
Riddling.
In 1980, the United States and 63 other nations, Jennifer, withdrew from the Summer Olympics in Moscow. What were these countries protesting? Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, treatment of Soviet Jews, Soviet invasion of Georgia, or the Soviet invasion of Belarus?
Oh.
I think it was the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
That would be my guess, but that's not what I thought.
Police canines, Jennifer, are trained to become agitated or bite when what happens?
When they smell something?
A handler needs protection, a verbal command is given, a suspect offers a physical treat. All of these.
I don't know.
Which Grimm Brothers story forms the basis for the Disney movie Tangled?
Rapunzel?
Very good. And when what increments, Jennifer, does the speaking clock in the UK give the time? This is from Fawlty Towers and Beyond.
I don't know.
I have no idea what that even means. Question 13. Horus was and still is one of the best well-known Egyptian gods. That's H-O-R-U-S. Often he's depicted with the head of what common creature? A jackal, a falcon, a rabbit, or a snake? H-O-R-U-S.
Let's say falcon.
I would have guessed snake or jackal. I don't know. Where's the capital? Where is the carpal tunnel located in the normal adult human body?
Wrist.
Very good. What important event in the life of Pope John Paul II occurred on May 13th, 1981?
He was installed as Pope or elected.
Assassination attempt, met the head of the Anglican Church, became the first Pope since St. Peter to visit Jerusalem. He suffered a minor stroke.
Let's say assassination attempt.
I think that is correct.
Because that's right around the time of Ronald
Reagan. Which of these is or was a brand of chewing gum in the USA? Blackjack, Minto, Peppermint Power, or Ranger Joe?
Blackjack.
These famous gardens in London feature a 7-mile Princess Diana Memorial Walkway, a bronze statue of Peter Pan, a sunken garden, and a memorial to Prince Albert, among many other delights, Jennifer. Hampton Court, Hampton Heath, Kew Gardens, or Kensington Gardens?
Kew Gardens or Kensington?
I need one, Jennifer.
Kensington.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, 19th century master of mystery, is known for inventing what sleuth?
Sherlock Holmes.
Number 19, with a couple of kids running in the yard of Desmond and Molly Jones. What are the words from what famous group? Kiko's favorite band, the Beatles.
It's oh, how really convenient.
Not Kiko's favorite band. He hates the Beatles.
Thank you.
Controversial. Really like Kiko. British novelist D.H. Lawrence was married to a distant relative of Germany's most famous World War I flying ace.
Oh.
What was his wife's maiden name?
Von Rickenbach.
Von Richthofen.
Richthofen. He was shot down last week.
Who?
Eric von Richthofen. It was the Red Baron. It was
Okay, Jennifer, let's see how you did. Elephants is what Hannibal rode over the Pyrenees. Phlogistic is lacking truth or honesty. Dirt and germs is a misophobe. Jennifer, Robert Wagner was married to Natalie Wood. Tiger Woods was 8 years old when he won his first junior golf tournament. Inflammable spelled correctly. So is the internet domain extension for Somalia. Riddling is when you shake champagne up during manufacturing. Soviet invasion of Afghanistan was the boycott from all those countries. Police canines did all of the things that I mentioned. Rapunzel was the Disney movie Tangled was based on. 10 seconds was the speaking clock in UK, which we don't even know what they're talking about. Falcon. Jennifer was correct. Horus was a falcon, that well-known Egyptian god. Carpal tunnel is located in the wrist. An assassination attempt was made on Pope John Paul II on May 13th, 1981. Blackjack, is the kind of chewing gum. Kensington Gardens, where you can find all those wonderful London sites, Jennifer. Sherlock Holmes was invented by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The Beatles sang about Desmond and Molly Jones in their song Obladi Oblada. And von Richthofen was the last name of the Red Baron. 18 out of 20.
Kiko, would you please tag Jim in those photos because I can't see them yet.
Kiko, do ignore everything that my co-host says.
If Kiko comes on, we're going to have a Beatle-free zone.
Yeah, it's a Beatle-free zone wherever we go. He's got all my friends hating the Beatles. I mean, it's crazy, I know.
Well, maybe they're not your true friends then, Jim Thatch.
They are my true friends because we can speak frankly to each other.
So they
isn't that important? Can you and Morgan speak frankly to each other? I don't think so.
We can. I'll tell you why off the air.
Really? Interesting. Why can't you just tell us on the air? Kiko wants to know.
I'll tell Kiko off the air.
Okay, Jennifer, I think it's time to wrap it up, don't you?
I think it is. I think I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And don't forget the Friends of the Library book sale this weekend.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
You folks are taking a look at the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States.
Donald Trump gets a boost from legendary Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight. He endorsed the Republican presidential frontrunner during a rally in Indianapolis and says he's not there to represent any political party.
And I'm not here to represent any organization that deals with politics. I think the most important thing in the world is that we vote for the best man there is for this job, and you've already met him.
Donald Trump dismissing rival Ted Cruz's selection of a running mate at a town hall event in Indianapolis. He said Cruz is wasting his time with his recent pick of Carly Fiorina. The weekly jobless numbers are out. The Labor Department reporting 257,000 people filing first-time claims for unemployment. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's thoughtfulwomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do at thoughtfulwomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut of things.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at thoughtfulwomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
And stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out